أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا لا تطعه واسجد واقترب. It's the last ayat of the surah. It's a sajda ayat, and when we finish now, we all should make our sajda tilawat. And as many sajdas that we haven't made, we should also try and make all our sajdas. It is very important. Sajda tilawat is compulsory, and we should make them. And also, the masala is, which we came to know only much later, that even if we read a sajda ayat's translation, not the Arabic, then too the sajda becomes wajib. Previously we used to make all the sajdas, but then we tried to avoid reading the Arabic so that it does not become compulsory on anyone. But after knowing the masala, we all have to make our sajdas. So previous sajdas, those of us who are still here of this khatam, roughly few we did make, but roughly about 12, 13 sajdas we all should make again. For even hearing the translation of a sajda ayat, the sajda becomes wajib also. In the surah at the beginning, Allah started it with knowledge of deen, wahi, revelation. And Allah ends it with ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And there is a great close connection and a real relationship between this. That together with knowledge, there must be the obedience, ibadat of Allah Ta'ala also. Then we get the benefit of wahi, of knowledge. If there is no amal, then there isn't that benefit of knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has revealed and which changed the course of the history of mankind. Also, today, if we will bring this revelation into our lives, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought it, then Allah will bring a change in the world again. Of course, we cannot bring that to amount into our lives as Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But whatever, how much we can, we make an effort instead of living a Western lifestyle or a modern lifestyle or a liberal lifestyle, we bring Islam and make that the basis of our lives, and we practice according to that, Allah will bring great changes in the whole ummah and in the whole world. The history of the world will once more change again if we will practice on that. In the middle of the surah, Allah explained obstacles that will come in our path. And that also we should take it, we should accept it and go through it. Don't be afraid of the obstacles. We ask Allah of afiyat and salamati that we don't have any obstacles. But then the obstacles will come. And then Allah Ta'ala explains that also, kalla, koi nahi. Don't think these obstacles, difficulties, hardships won't come in your life. They will come. But the command is la tuti'hu. Mat man uska kaha. Do not listen to all the difficulties that come to you in your life. Don't listen. And for us at the most it is criticism which will come. The in the family people will criticize us when we want to practice upon deen. In the community and at large, when we want to practice that original Islam, we will get more than enough criticism. So Allah says, don't listen to all that criticism. Referring directly to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Abu Jahl, the arch enemy of Islam, that he said that I've got the biggest following and I will deal with you accordingly. We are in the majority. We have got power. So you have to listen to us. Allah says, never ever. Don't ever listen to the non-believers. Don't ever listen to the people who are calling you towards dunya and a life of dunya. Don't follow that at all. Follow only the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So similarly, in a much smaller scale, we have a wedding nikah in the family, then don't listen to all the people in the family and then do it according to custom and according to how people want it. But do make that nikah also according to the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any other social function we have, any religious function also we have, like a nikah or for example a Quran, khatam, etc., then don't go by the norms of the people, but follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala commanded directly to Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it applies to us also. We will get right from in the family people who will give us different invitations and call us in different lines. Allah says, don't follow that way. Wasjud wa qatarib, or sajda kar or nazdeek ho, and make sajda to Allah Ta'ala and thereby gain the closeness of Allah. Your only salvation is with Allah. Turn only to Allah, fulfill His commandments. He is the one who is going to make you successful, and He is the one who will give you eternal success in the year after as well. So listen and obey only the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and don't give ear, don't even listen to all the criticisms and all the remarks people are making. You be firm and follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. In this world also Allah will make you successful, and Allah will give you His closeness. So the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala and the height of ibadat is sajda. When a person, as we had explained and in the previous ayahs came about the forehead, that is the highest point of an insan, and in sajda he lowers it completely in front of Allah Ta'ala. So to say, he puts it on the ground, on the sand. And if we do get the opportunity, we should try and make namaz sometimes on the sand, without a musalla also. Right, directly on the sand, at least once in a lifetime, we should try and make 2 rakats of namaz like that, where our forehead goes right on the sand and we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala when he's in sajda. That is the height of it all. So with this great knowledge of revelation, also the great humbleness and humility and turning completely and totally to Allah Ta'ala. That brings us to the end of Surah Iqra or Surah Alaq, where we praise and we say Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us this tawfiq. May Allah give us the tawfiq to make amal also on it, and may Allah make it a storage for us for the akhirat and our salvation, and that we get freedom and emancipation from the wrath, anger and the azab of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah puts us in His mercy and His kindness. Wa akhiru da'wana.